Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we spoke with our next guest, we talked about financial planning and financial literacy. And today we're going to continue that conversation. Dave Turner is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Dave, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Walk us through working with your clients, how you have found financial literacy to be so important.
Just the idea of being able to put a full financial picture together as the world has gotten more technologically savvy and being able to gather information, the amount of information is at times overwhelming. So the ability to put the pieces of the puzzle together, in other words, understanding how their employee benefits are working, how taxes may be affecting them, how to plan for a college education, or it may just be as simple as needing assistance with learning how to budget or how to get themselves out of a particular circumstance they're in with regard to debt.
All right. Well, can you go ahead and give us some resources that will help our listeners obtain better financial literacy information or education?
Absolutely. For educators that may be listening to our program, one of the things that's discussed a lot is starting as early as we can in educating our children on finance and money and how it works. And one of the best sources of information they could reach out to is the National Endowment for Financial Education. They'll be able to go to the website and find both research and curriculum that's available for educators to use if they have an interest in this topic and introducing their student to it. If they feel like they need some extra help, you can simply go to the website for the South Carolina Planning Association, and they can assist you with finding qualified individuals in your area that can help you with those curriculums. For employers, a resource that's available that many may not be aware of is if you have a employment assistance program, which most employers may, they will have resources available there as well. For example, I teach for one here in the Carolinas on a regular basis where employers are bringing these basic skill sets into the workplace, because a lot of times productivity, absenteeism, many of these things affect the employer on a daily basis, and they too can reach out to the South Carolina Financial Planning Association as well and can get additional assistance if they would like. Also, lastly, both groups can reach out to the Certified Financial Planners Board. They have a website called Let's Make a Plan, and there you can find individuals as well as resources for helping with financial literacy. And if you're not in any of these two groups of people we mentioned, educators, employers, you can also use those same resources. But one of the best places you can reach out is to letsmakeaplan.org, and you will find resources for individuals there that will be very helpful for you.
All right, so we've got just a short amount of time left. Dave, now that we've got all these resources for financial literacy, we're all up to speed, I'm going to assume that now we're ready to put it all together into a financial plan.
Absolutely. That would be the ideal thing we would love to see individuals pursue, is having a written plan that they're following to help achieve their objectives. So once you've done the basic research, the next step is to search out a financial planner that may be suitable for you. And we've provided resources that we mentioned earlier that you can do that. And then simply don't be afraid to go sit down and have conversations with them. But the ultimate objective is, once you've met one that is a good fit for you, it's getting some priorities put together and some goals listed and starting to move toward accomplishing financial objectives.
Well, Dave, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Dave Turner is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, I will have those links posted at our webpage to those resources that Dave mentioned, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.